Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your cabin's free to walk. Makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten bonds and ties and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. Keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy, planted other columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said, 'cause they thought we'd be together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some river track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cold in some train yard. My feet are up in a cold towel and a dirty hat will blow across my face. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun may burn me till I'm blind. But you're waking from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Hello and welcome, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred from the Radio Thrift Shop, and you're listening to a brand new program, It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, featuring mellow sounds for the now generation.
Thank you. and deep as the deep blue sea. Your tender love brings the magic out, the enchanted sea to me.
Cruising into the Mighty Mellow with Shelby Flint from 1966, her vocal version of Cast Your Fate to the Wind. Before that, we heard the Browns with The Enchanted Sea from 1960. Don Costa, also from 1960, with Never on Sunday. And we started that mellow set off with Mr. Percy Faith from 1952. Delicado.
Exploring science and the sea. Surfers who want to spend a long time riding a single wave might not want to spend their time in Hawaii, Australia, or Portugal. Instead, they might want to surf up a river in China, where a single wave can last for more than an hour, a wave known locally as the Silver Dragon. The wave is a tidal bore. Such waves form on rivers that flow into wide, shallow bays that have a large swing in the height of the tides. At the highest tides, the bay acts like a funnel, pushing water into the river. As the river narrows, the tide gets higher, forming a taller wave. The wave is especially high around new moon or full moon. The gravity of the moon and sun pull along the same line, increasing the height of the tide. The Silver Dragon is the tallest of all tidal bores. It flows from Hangzhou Bay on China's eastern coast. The bay is about 60 miles wide as it empties into the sea, but only 13 miles wide at the mouth of the Chantong River, a perfect shape for a tidal bore. As the board travels up the river, it can reach a height of 30 feet and a top speed of 25 miles per hour. It's visible from miles away. The waves have been drawing visitors for thousands of years. In fact, a chart from the year 1056 predicted the tide's appearances, perhaps to make it easier for tourists to time their visits. Today, the region hosts a festival each fall to celebrate the waves. Top surfers have ridden the wave for more than an hour, getting the best of the Silver Dragon. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Explore the jet set world of easy listening and easy tempo jazz. Follow the mighty mellow, It's Gentle on My Mind, with DJ Fred.
Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend, we'll travel for miles in our Saturday smile. Then we'll move on, but we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
Come Saturday morning, come Saturday morning,
come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. The Saturday left more than half of the day. Just I and my friend, dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things. Just I and my friend, we travel for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we move on. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone.
Look back to see all the dreams you set, you never even tried for, like mirrors try to see reflections that will be
crystal.
Will find me.
just a dreamer, only looking for the sun. If I say you'll wake the morning, I believe the day will come.
The love that hides behind the eyes that try to find a reason. If you only look within, it's truth that will begin.
Waiting there to find you.
I walk.
Sergio Mendez, Crystal Illusions from 1969. And before that, the Sandpipers, Come Saturday Morning. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
A stroke, very simply put, is a blockage of one of your major arteries in your brain, most likely in the middle cerebral artery, which is the main branch that comes up from the side of your brain.
Why is it that some patients are able to survive a stroke and others are not? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
And we would hope that other branches that connect to that main tree could provide restoration of blood flow to that main branch to help the tissue kind of recover.
Dr. Michelle Theus is an assistant professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech.
When you have a stroke, the brain tissue is starved of nutrients and oxygen, which the blood vessels normally supply. When those blood vessels become blocked, oxygen, glucose, things like that, are no longer available for neural activity to occur. Without glucose and oxygen, our brains and neurons begin dying. Patients can go unconscious or go into a coma, but ultimately the neurons that die are unable to provide important body functions such as arm movement or leg movement, so patients can become paralyzed as one consequence of stroke. The focus of my research is to understand how the blood vessels that become blocked in the brain are able to repair after this blockage of the vessel. This blockage in some patients allows other aspects of the blood vessels to become active. So we can reroute blood flow from a different branch or tree branch of a blood vessel. If you can think of them as a bridge between two roads. If one road becomes congested with traffic, you're able to bypass that road through a different route.
It's this rerouting of the blood flow that can help damaged brain tissue heal. More about surviving strokes in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Welcome back to Gentle on My Mind. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's time for a look into the Liberace Library.
Thank you. It's Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnival, as they celebrated in countries such as Brazil, El Salvador, and Trinidad. Today, Lost and Found Sound takes us to Trinidad for a story about the birth of the steel drum, or pan, a carnival tradition. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, unfold the tale of the legendary pan drum orchestra and the flamboyant American piano virtuoso who championed them. Here's the story of Liberace and the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
Expo 67 in Montreal. I was 14 and went there with my parents. One day, I was walking along between the Ontario Pavilion and the Iran Pavilion, and I heard this sound that was like a luminous cloud, metallic and rhythmic and lyrical, and I followed this sound through the pavilions until I got to this sort of balcony on one pavilion overlooking a body of water, because the whole fair was on islands in the St. Lawrence River. And across there on a big open deck, this band was playing. Guys beating on cans, big like garbage cans. I'd never heard anything like it. Who could resist?
We played at the Trinidad and Tobago Pavilion 2 or 3 shows a day, 28 guys in a group. And we played all kind of music from classics to calypso to polka, jazz, you know, some of everything. And while we were performing, the Liberace saw the band.
The Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. At that year, we were the best steel band in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm anxious to have you meet a very exciting musical organization that I discovered at the Expo in Montreal, Canada. They're making their first national television appearance tonight on the Ed Sullivan program. This is Hugh Bordy, their musical director. The exciting Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
We was always shining. Before we met Liberace, we were shining. We were always a very colorful band dressed in lamé. This is Tripoli Pinehead. When we left and went away, this is where we left from. And I'd like, now in Tripoli Pinehead, I have over 180 players there waiting. And the yard packed with people, outside packed with cars. And then we started practice. And the practice is going to go till 5 o'clock in the morning. It was so serious, it was like war. It was close to war. The people who really started the steel drums in those days were the poor, underprivileged person. They were considered as hooligans. My uncle, as a matter of fact, stopped coming to our home here because we playing the steel drum. My mother, who was his only sister.
My father, Hugh Bord, leader and founder of the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. I'm Emile Bord. My dad came from an upper middle class family. His dad was a pharmacist. It was a disappointment when he turned to the steel drums. The family wondering why would he associate himself with what we called back then vagabonds. Sort of like how Rasta music, reggae music, started in Jamaica with the lower class and worked its way up.
My name is Abby Ali Bokas. I am 65 years of age. I'm an original member of Tripoli Steel Band. In those days, you know, you couldn't go to high school and be in steel band at the same time. Who went to high school had to discontinue more or less associating with steel band. We had an English society, and anybody who was associated with steel band was stigmatized.
Beating pan or dancing in the street, it was a disgrace. Yeah. You see, the poorer class of people could not afford piano music and all this, so the boys just invented ordinary steel drums. But they were tuned, they played a note, do re mi fa sol la ti do. They played the music by ear, sweet pan music.
Junior Pouchette, steel band leader and arranger. There's different opinions on exactly which particular day at what time the steel band started. You know, you have several claims. The forerunner of the steel band, there was a certain thing called the Tambu Bamboo Band, which existed in the 20s and 30s in Trinidad. made of different lengths of bamboo shoots and bamboo gourds that were very rhythmic, and carnival days, this is what the local people danced to.
My name is Ellie Manette. People call me the Stradivarius of steel drum. I started playing trash cans around 11 years old. In 1937, 38, throw the garbage out and beat on the bottom. The steel drum was born in a very humble way, from African skin drum to the tambu, to the garbage can, to the paint containers, into what we have today.
Welcome back with Liberace. What a great discovery, that group are, aren't they?
Yes, this is the Trinidad Steel Band. They've been with me about a year and a half. The music of the steel band has only been around since after World War II, when the island of Trinidad was practically swamped with empty oil drums, such as you see here.
Due to the fact that the steel drum had such a bad reputation, in the early 40s and 50s, we could not get drums to buy, because the Shell Oil Company and the British Petroleum, nobody wanted to sell you a drum. But the Navy, using a lot of oil, thousands of drums pile up on the back of the warehouse a mile high. When the guards are all gone, we will go down there as young boys and steal the drums away from the Navy base and run away with them and try to build them for carnival.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America.
Calypso and steel band, it always go hand in hand, because when the steel band first started, all they used to play was calypso music. In those days, all the names of the bands came from movie war pictures, like Casablanca, To Hell and Back, Desperados, Destination Tokyo, all these names from the old-time movie war pictures. And Tripoli came from the movie with John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, The Shores of Tripoli.
If you played in Renegades and I played in Tripoli, and one of us had to cross an intersection, it would be riots. We had riots among the bands.
My name is Michael Kernahan. I started playing pan within the Tripoli in 1963. The Tripoli band really came to prominence with our arranger, Junior Pushet, for his arrangements for Gershwin's The Man I Love. We went to the Independence Festival competition. After the impact we made, Esso approached the band and sponsored the band, you know, and uniforms, and it was no looking back after that.
My name is Shannon Dudley, and I'm a professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Washington.
Sponsorship of steel bands was a really important development around the time of independence in 1962. When Eric Williams became the prime minister, he really put the screws, especially on a lot of international companies, to sponsor steel bands. And because, of course, the oil companies were all foreign corporations, they really wanted to get in good with the new government. If Eric Williams promotes the steel band as a symbol of Trinidad's new independent culture, many oil companies were eager to get on board with that and to associate themselves with that symbol.
Hugh Boyd, band leader for the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. Our sponsors, Esso Standard Oil, they brought us to the pavilion in Expo 67. We really had a wide repertoire and play music that could be reached by the outside world. When we play in places like Colorado and Kansas, people always say, are you going to play Rondo Capriccioso, are you going to play Paganini or are you going to play Handel Messiah?
Audience at the Liberace show, 99% white people. You know, the response was great. I remember we playing for like a black audience and, you know, and I don't know, they didn't appreciate what we were doing. We were playing a lot of classical music and they wanted us to play something by James Brown and, you know.
This is John Squaggett from the John Squaggett Nugget Hotel Casino in Sparks, Nevada. We never questioned any sporting act the Liberace brought in. It'd be the greatest surprise of the year. Our early showroom was, we called it the circus room at that time because we had two elephants on stage, Bertha and Angel. But here's Liberace and with his, you know, how he had that full-length mink coat. He'd come in on Bertha and more jewelry. He had so many rings he could hardly hold up his hand. And he had the little angels of Korea. And they were on cycles. But I think one of the outstanding groups was the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. All these natives from Trinidad came in and playing music from 55-gallon oil drum. A lot of puff sleeves, a lot of calypso clothes, you know, like from Trinidad. To see that many people from Trinidad up in Sparks, Nevada was, because we do not have a very many people that color of that skin in this area. People just were just overwhelmed by their music.
We were touring as 27 black people with the Liberace show, all in Birmingham, in the South. In those days, Governor Wallace was going up for election, and Lee took a chance.
Liberace!
The only thing I was curious about is where they got the idea for their costumes.
It's clear you have a great influence
on
people.
You can see
Liberace. Liberace never did get a chance to come to Trinidad. We broke a lot of barriers with Liberace because of the music. As music, we all know, is one of the wonders of the world and could go through any barrier.
Hey, Liberace, I like know where you got that smile. Hey, Liberace, you must have a winning style. Since you have been on TV, my wife don't speak to me. In her dreams, it's Liberace, oh, what you've done to me. Hey, Liberace, you play piano and what is that? Hey, Liberace, you wear the tails but you have no hat. My mother-in-law sits on the floor, watches you and shots on court. Since you have been on TV, she don't stay at home no more. Liberace, you sound different when you speak. Hey, Liberace, you look strong but your voice is weak. Still women follow you around whenever you're in town. With your pearly teeth and curly hair, you sure do get around. Where'd you get those dreamy eyes? Hey, Liberace, all the girls you hypnotized. An old maid saw you on the screen. She yelled and said to me, I'd surely give the world if I could be with Liberace. Liberace!
All right, something a little bit different there for Gentle on My Mind. That was Jody Levins with Hey, Liberace. And we started off, before that report on the Liberace and the Trinidad Steel Band, we started off with Mr. Liberace himself and Malaguena. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
drummer and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. There is a blue one who can't accept the green one for living with a fat one, trying to be a skinny one. Different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on.
Peggy Lee with Everyday People, and before that, Mr. David Rose with Wear Your Love Like Heaven.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine. So happy together. See me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it has to be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it has to be the only one for me is you and you for me. Happy together. I think about you day and night. It's only right when you love a gal to hold her tight and hope and pray that every day you'll be happy together. If I should call you on the telephone, invest a dime and hear you say you're my own. I want you to love me, I want you to lead me, because we're happy together. I can see me loving nobody but you.
Mr. Mel Torme with Happy Together. And I hope you've been happy together with me here on Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow, DJ Fred, saying thank you for listening. I hope that you're chilling out and enjoying the tunes and de-stressing in these incredibly stressful times. So remember, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle of spirit. Be gentle on your mind.
With a pot of hope.